From Radio Deutsche Welle, Melody Time. Join us for half an hour of light classical music. Welcome to the programme. I'm Paul Bender, though. We'll begin with music from the opera stage by a composer you probably wouldn't expect to encounter here in our more light-hearted, entertaining format. That composer is Richard Wagner. But this brooding musical heavyweight was very capable of producing catchy, popular melodies, as we hear now in the prelude to Act 3 of the opera Lohengrin. And this particular recording has an extra degree of authenticity, coming as it does from the source. We hear the Bayreuth Festival Orchestra under the baton of conductor Peter Schneider. The prelude to Act 3 of Wagner's opera Lohengrin, starting off today's Melody Time. Now, offering this little bite-sized morsel of Wagner in our programme is actually in the finest tradition. Did you know, for example, that the Strauss brothers, Johann and Joseph, were major Wagner fans? So much so, in fact, that they'd often present selected samples of Wagner's works in their own concerts, even before those works were premiered. In his long and difficult struggle towards recognition, Wagner, the controversial innovator of 19th-century German-language opera, always had a talent for finding support in quite unexpected quarters. Next, we'll hear a selection by an artist who composed only as a hobby, although his works certainly stand up well against those of professional composers. His name was Karl Zeller, an Austrian doctor of law and government official who wrote music only as an enjoyable pastime. Zeller, nonetheless, did so to very high standards. But his superiors in the Ministry of Culture thought it inappropriate for a civil servant to have his works applauded on an operetta stage. Still, the premiere of his operetta, Der Vogelhändler, The Bird Dealer, was an enormous success. Now, perhaps the most popular melody from that operetta by Dr. Zeller. Schenkt man sich Rosen in Tirol. Best-loved melodies from Karl Zeller's operetta Der Vogelhändler, Schenkt man sich Rosen in Tirol. And giving those roses in the Tirol was soprano Anneliese Rothenberger. Willy Boskowski led the chorus of the Vienna State Opera and the Vienna Symphony Orchestra. We're used to the rapid pace of technical progress nowadays. Well, the 19th century was also full of exciting developments in the wake of industrialization. One of the most important of which was the invention of the steam locomotive and the subsequent building of railroads linking all the great cities of Europe. Neither does our own day and age have a monopoly on promotion and marketing. How about music to promote the railroads, for example? Pavlovsk was a Russian resort town near St. Petersburg. At first, people just weren't going there. Then someone thought of hiring popular musicians to perform in the local dance hall, the Vauxhall, hoping that might sell more train tickets. Everyone seemed to like the idea, and even though Johann Strauss the Elder turned down an invitation to come, The Hungarian Johann Gungel was only too happy to accept. Business started to take off. Gungel was followed in 1850 by the Danish music celebrity Hans Christian Lumbye, the so-called Nordic Strauss. In 1847, he'd composed the Copenhagen Steam Railroad Gallop for the first Danish railroad, which we hear now with the Slovak State Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Mika Eisenholz. Hans Christian Lumbye's Copenhagen Steam Railroad Gallop, and Lumbye, you'll recall, followed in the music locomotive tradition of the Hungarian Johann Gungel. And he, in turn, was followed by the next big attraction in Pavlovsk's musical train station, Gungel's nephew, Josef. Because of his position as military bandmaster in the Austrian city of Graz, this Gungel was nicknamed the Graz Strauss. Of course, depending on where he went, this much-travelled musician was also called the Hungarian or the Berlin Strauss. You'll get some idea of his versatility from the next piece, dedicated to followers of hydropathy, or the water cure, so very popular during the late 19th century. Gungel's musical study, in 3/4 time of course, is called Die Hydropathen, the Hydropathists. Heinz Geser conducts the Northwest German Philharmonic.
Thank you.
Joseph Gungel's waltz, The Hydropathists, with the Northwest German Philharmonic, conducted by Heinz Geiser. Let's stay in the Russian resort town of Pavlovsk for a minute, not for a water cure, but instead to take a further look at the productive relationship between the local railroad company and music. That relationship really blossomed when the company succeeded in hiring the great Johann Strauss the Younger to play at the local dance hall. Visitors came in droves. And for years to come, he conducted the annual Pavlovsk summer concerts with enormous success. The railroad company was really raking in the money, particularly once they came up with the idea of offering concertgoers a small portrait of the magician of Vienna with an imitation autograph sold along with the train tickets. Every evening, high society from the then Russian capital of St. Petersburg flocked to the concerts. Occasionally, the Grand Prince Constantine, the cello-playing brother of Tsar Alexander II, would make the trip over from his nearby castle to play in Strauss's orchestra, at which, of course, the audience went wild. From 1856 to 1869, Strauss gave a total of 11 summer concerts in Pavlovsk. In 1870, he put his brother Eduard in charge of the family orchestra so that he could concentrate on composing operettas. In 1872, the Russian railroad in St. Petersburg once again made a deal with Johann Strauss, but then he received a more attractive offer from America. Strauss announced he'd be unable to fulfill the terms of the contract he'd already signed, paid a minor penalty, and then sailed off to Boston. So the compositions he'd originally written for Pavlovsk were not premiered until later in Vienna, with Eduard Strauss conducting. One of the compositions was the Russian March Fantasy, with which we'll close today's Melody Time. The Czech State Philharmonic is conducted by Oliver Dohnányi. I'm Paul Benderow in the studios of Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne. Along with producer Rick Fulker and studio engineer Ingrid Schauber, I'd like to say thanks for listening and join us again next time.
Thank you.